Very pleased to be joined right now. A former member of the St. Louis Blues. Played just under 700 NHL games during his career from Strathroy, Ontario. He's Andy McDonald. Andy, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing all right. Thanks for joining us. I would say, I won't say shocked, maybe a little surprised when it was a number of weeks ago. Heard that after the postseason had wrapped up that Andy McDonald had decided to call it quits, had retired from the game of hockey. 35 years of age to me, and I think to a lot of people, looked like you still had some plenty of hockey left. I guess tell us about the decision, which is always difficult, but the decision that you made to retire.
Well, it really just came down to my health. Even though you had plenty of hockey left to play, I felt I'd kind of been pushing the envelope in terms of playing and, playing through some concussion problems. So, it's something that's been in the back of my mind for a while, and, probably back in 2003 when I had a concussion and I was out 7 months, I was thinking about retiring then, but I didn't get back. And, since that time, I've had many, many concussions, and you're always kind of thinking, how long am I going to be able to play for? And, the risk associated with playing for that long and potentially down the road. So it's been in the back of my mind for a while. And, after the season, just kind of stepping back from it and talking it over with friends and family and just a reevaluation of my health. That's how I came to the decision.
Do you have a number? Do you know how many it was officially?
Well, officially, they documented 5, but I know for sure it was easily double that and probably a lot higher, because I know there was times where I got hit and whether I had a headache or felt dizzy, I just kept playing or just kind of got through it. And most of the time, too, something would happen towards the end of the season, and I would just kind of tell myself, get through the end of the season and get through the playoffs, and you'll have the whole summer to recover and get ready for the next season. And that's how I kind of approached it and played most of my career like that.
Yeah. So was this for you right now kind of a preemptive strike? Do you feel good right now, or is it another situation where you're kind of fighting one off and just don't want to do this again?
Well, I'm still suffering from post-concussion syndrome. I still have symptoms, and exactly. I don't want to do what I've done my whole career and try and squeeze out another season and play through it. And it's just, I feel like I've been fortunate to play this long and to play more would just be putting myself at risk for more problems, down the road, and even the symptoms I'm having now, making them more severe. And, it was just a decision to get out. Well, I still feel that even though I'm having symptoms, that I'm relatively healthy and young and, hopefully can, have a second career or, next chapter in my life where I'm healthy and able to do the things that I want to do.
He's Andy McDonald, former member of the St. Louis Blues, our guest here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Andy, I guess now that I'm sure it has sunk in that your NHL career is over, how are you with it for the most part?
I'm good. I told somebody the other day, it's a big sigh of relief. That anxiety and stress of worrying about the next hit, the next concussion, and dealing with the symptoms, now I can just focus on getting healthy, and I don't have to worry about the next one. And I have 2 young children that I'm looking forward to spending a lot of time with. And, I've gotten involved in a local business in St. Louis, and a lot of reasons to be excited about this next chapter. And, I feel good about it. Like I said, a lot of it's just a sigh of relief that part of it's over, and I don't have to worry about it or stress about, playing through those symptoms again.
Would seem like, and it's a weird kind of a scenario, isn't it? That you're relieved to be leaving the game. I don't think any player probably want to have that feeling, and maybe it'll come training camp time or once you start watching the St. Louis Blues without you next season. But I think all players would almost want to miss the game. It seems unfortunate, at least for me, to hear how relieved you are to leave the game of hockey.
Well, that's how I know it's the right decision. You know, I think probably when I was younger, I wanted to play so bad that took precedence over, you know, my health and probably making a smart decision. And, you know, I love the game, and it's, you know, I'm going to miss playing the game at that level, but obviously now it's the relief of not, like I said, not having that stress, that anxiety, and focus on getting healthy that's come to the forefront. And you know, it's hard to let the game go and definitely miss it for sure. And everything that goes along with it, the competition, you know, the friendships you make along the way. But, you know, the bigger picture here is my health and my family, and you know, that's why I say that it's a relief to not have to worry about that, the injury part of it.
Andy, when you reflect on what was a really, really good time in the National Hockey League, what are the most special moments for you?
Well, I've been very fortunate to play for two great organizations. You know, some special moments would be playing in your first NHL game, scoring your first NHL goal, you know, winning a cup in Anaheim in 2007, you know, even getting traded to St. Louis, as difficult it is to get traded, it's, you know, exciting time to come to St. Louis and, you know, be a part of another growing organization and come to a place that's now going to be my home. So, you know, coming to St. Louis is a big moment, and a lot of fond memories. I got an opportunity to play for my country, the World Championships, so that, you know, that definitely stands out. And yeah, I feel lucky. I mean, even though it's difficult to handle the concussion part, I feel fortunate that I played, you know, so many years and kind of battled through that part of it.
Andy, I've always wanted to ask you this for several years, and you kind of touched on it. How key was performing and performing so well for you at the 2002 World Hockey Championships for our country in terms of allowing you to go on to so many good years in the NHL?
Yeah, I think it just gave me confidence. I mean, that was my first kind of time being exposed to international hockey, and then, you know, you're playing with new teammates, guys that are you know, great players from other teams, and you know, went over, and it was a great experience. Just, you know, like I said, playing international hockey and playing with other elite players, and then having success, it just kind of gave me a lot of confidence to come back to the NHL next year and to play with that confidence, and it was a big stepping stone for my career.
Looking at looking at your career here, Andy, the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, you break in, you have you get some you know, some quality time. You played a number of games, 10 goals, 9 goals, and then in that 05-06 season, you jump from 9 goals to 34, 85 points. What happens specifically that all the stars kind of lined up for you?
Well, it's funny because part of it was concussion. I'd had a bad one in 2003, and I missed 7 months, and, you know, came back the following year and really struggled. You know, it was difficult trying to recover from that and then play again and trying to play at that level that I was felt like I was getting to before. And then the lockout happened, and went over and played the year in Germany and kind of found my game again, got some confidence back, and felt better about my health and had recovering, that I'd recovered from that concussion. And then so coming back that year, 05-06, I was feeling really good about where my game was at, and, you know, got some confidence back by playing overseas the year before, and I felt like I was in a good position coming into that season. And then, of course, I And that was the year that Team Ruslani and I started playing together, and we had a lot of chemistry on the ice. And so those two things.
Talk about Timu. He's still a guy that, much like you, is probably sitting at the end of the season wondering, is this my last year? You would have played with him firsthand. Just an incredible athlete, an incredible person. It's hard to really appreciate what he's accomplishing at this point in his life.
Well, it's amazing to do what he's done. Obviously, he's getting up there in age. But it's just, he's able to do it every single year, and he takes really good care of his body and his dedication to kind of the off-ice training and his passion for the game. I mean, he really enjoys playing the game, being around the guys, being in the dressing room, and he's always got a smile on his face. And, I mean, it's to be able to play at that age and at that level is really remarkable, and you see it, because there's not very many players that can do it, and I'm sure he'll do it again next year.
Yeah.
So it's fun to watch, and you definitely appreciate it.
The team you're saying goodbye to, the St. Louis Blues, have been one of the better teams for the last year and a half, 2 years. Between just coming of age, incredible goaltending performances, and Ken Hitchcock, something special going on there in St. Louis with the Blues?
Yeah, the team has really developed, and you know, it was hard to, one of the reasons that the hard to go out is just the fact that the team was, you know, on the verge of becoming a really good, consistent team. And, you know, I've been there in the rough times where, you know, we didn't make the playoffs for a number of years. And, you know, a lot of these younger players now are developing into, you know, really standout NHL hockey players. And, you know, I think they're going to be good for a number of years. And, you know, like you said, in the combination of goaltending and players, younger players developing, and, you know, I guess Ken Hitchcock coming in and getting guys to play his style, you know, all that coming together is resulting in the Blues coming into their own and becoming a really successful team.
Well, you know what, Andy, it's really good. I appreciate you calling in this morning, and it's good to talk to you. And, I almost feel like I should take it back. Here I am, I'm saying that I feel badly about the way that you're leaving the game, but you know what, there's probably hundreds and hundreds of guys who would love to be able to leave the game the way that you're doing it, and that's on your own terms and with a sigh of relief and feeling good about it. Congrats on the ability to do that, and here's to improved health and good health.
Yes.
Enjoy that family, and much success with everything in St. Louis going forward.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate you saying that, and thanks a lot for having me today.
Thank you. Appreciate it. He's Andy McDonald, retiring from the game of hockey, and
well said by you.
But it's
well,
you know,
said.
The more you hear from him, and it's the thing that you'd never really appreciate as a fan or as a spectator just watching. They play a game, they get paid a ton to do it, and we would all do it. You know, we'd all do it for free. But there is the other side of it, that when you're not at the rink and when you're having to go through life. And for a guy that, like you said, 5 documented concussions, but I know it's at least double that.
Mm-hmm.
And the nights, you know, the days when you're sitting at home with the curtains drawn and you just want to be able to eat and feel well and not have the room spin and all of that. And he's so happy and so relieved to be able to leave the game. How many guys would love to have that sense of calm and that the ability to walk away and say, I'm so relieved, I feel great about my career, and I'm able to walk away now and feel good about it.